Malik, congratulations. You started all season at defensive tackle last year. Where are they projecting you with the Broncos, at end or as end tackle? How comfortable are you moving out to the outside like that?
I mean, I'm really comfortable. You know, that's what I played at the University of before I came to the University of California, Southern California. And, you know, I've been really working at the defensive end area this offseason, so I feel really comfortable about this, and I feel really good. Just ready to go in there and compete for a job.
Malik, I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about kind of your skill set as a pass rusher and what you think some of your strengths are and some of the things you're hoping to work on when you get here to Denver.
Well, you know, I feel like some of my strengths are, you know, just my arm length, and I have really good lengthy arms. I feel like I can use them very well. I feel like I got good speed to come off the edge, and I'm pretty knowledgeable about pass rush moves. You know, just pretty much feel like I'm just all around pretty much good at defensive end. So some skills I know I need to work on, so I'm ready to get up to Denver, just have them check me out and look to see how it looks like as far as everything goes, see what they feel like I need to work on.
Hey, congratulations, first of all. How well do you know Robert Ayers, and have you talked to him at all? He's one of Tennessee's finest.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know him. You know, he left before I got there. So, you know, I'm really interested in getting to know another BC grad and BC football player and stuff. Just excited.
Now, at your pro day, you weighed a 290. Where are you at right now, weight-wise?
I weigh 285.
Okay.
Right now.
Did you play at 270 last year?
Yeah, I played at like 267. You know, I kind of come out a little farther with the tackle at SEC, but, you know, I just realized it was all about technique and going out there, watching film, and know what you're doing on the plan set. So that's what I kind of did. I started trying to get a proper edge on players, and I put the 285 on. I feel really good, and working out with them, it feels really good.
What was behind the decision to leave USC and California and go out to Tennessee?
It was just because I felt like I needed another home. You know, I just wasn't really happy at UC North Carolina. I felt like I had to take my time somewhere else to really show that I had the next level. No, I didn't. It worked out perfect for me, and I couldn't be happier.
So this is, you're coming into a locker room that's got a bunch of balls. I know they already talked about Robert Ayers, but Peyton Manning, Brent Cook, what are you going to feel right at home?
Yeah, I feel like I feel at home. You know, I got some good, crazy guys. So hopefully they'll welcome me overall. I'm just pretty excited to play with those kind of guys.
Malik, thank you very much for your time.